Welcome to the Rich Single Mama podcast. This is Single Mom Answers, and today our question is, how can I save money when I don't make much money? Well, today I want to share with you four no-brainer ways to save, even if you have a low income. It's important to save money. We hear that all the time. And so the recommended amount to save is about $1,000 into your savings account for emergency fund, for just things that come up that we have no control over. And I completely agree. I'm not always great at it, but I agree. And so I've found some ways that are pretty easy for me to save money, and I want to share them with you. Now, throughout this actual podcast, and if you're reading this on the website, then you know that there are a few affiliate links involved. And that's okay. This helps support richsinglemama.com, and I really appreciate your support. And so I hope that you will click the link and actually use the tools that I'll be sharing with you today. Now, this episode is brought to you by Bliss Body Basics. Bliss Body Basics has a Bliss calming cream that's great for stress, anxiety, and insomnia. Now, I know as single moms, we often face all three of those things, if not together, maybe one at a time, because we're dealing with a lot. We have a lot on our plate. And so Bliss calming cream is great for you to use at night and during the day if you need to help you to feel more calm, more relaxed, and to get a better night's sleep. Go to blissbody.com to get yours today. The shipping is currently free, and so I hope you'll grab a jar for you, and it's also great for the kids. So you have some hyperactive kids, if you have some kids with a little extra energy, don't want to go to sleep at night, you need Bliss Calming Cream. blissbody.com and get your free shipping as well. Now to our show. Four no-brainer ways to save, even if you have a lower income. The first way is the Digit app. Now, I love this app. This app helps you to save by withdrawing money from your account. Not a whole lot, because you could tell it how much to actually withdraw from your account. And it does it automatically for you daily. It could be small amounts of money. I currently have mine set to $5 a day. So that $5 a day will give me a pretty nice chunk at the end of the month. And the great thing about the app is you can set a goal. And I think it's really important to create a goal for your savings so you actually know where it's going. Emergency fund is such a blanket statement, but let's say you have an emergency fund, but you really want to go on vacation, or you really want to buy a car, or you really want to put money in a down payment for a house. You can do this with the Digit app. And then you could tell it how much to actually withdraw from your account. So even if you're not making a lot of money, you can still have a dollar a day taken out, right? Everybody can do a dollar a day, especially given the fact that we often eat out or get coffee or get donuts or buy those little things that from the dollar store. Just imagine if you put the money that you get by used to buy from the dollar store into your Digit account, you'd be saving money. So, or you could challenge yourself and say, for every dollar I spend, I'll save a dollar. Now, and maybe limit it to the Dollar Tree, or limit it to a low-cost thing, store that you actually use, not maybe on groceries or rent or anything like that. Because again, this is money that we're trying to save, even if we are not making an extremely large amount of money. So try the Digit app. It is free in the App Store, and it's in the Android Google Play Store. The next thing I want to share is an automatic transfer. So what is an automatic transfer? So that's your bank account. If you tell your bank account to automatically transfer money from your checking to your savings every month, it'll do it for you. You don't even have to think about it. You just set it up. You can even create it as an automatic bill pay if you have a separate bank account, which I always recommend. I say never keep all your eggs in one basket. I'm kind of not bad at it, but I'm kind of like a multi-bank account junkie. I have bank accounts in several places, and that's because I don't like keeping all my eggs in one basket. So go ahead and set up an automatic transfer to a separate savings account so that every payday or every month or however you want it to be, you can have that money placed into your savings account. If you open up a separate savings account, you can do that, do one online. And there are several banks, and I'll have them listed in the show notes, where you can actually open up a separate savings account that's online. I use Capital One, so that's one bank you can use online. There's Ally Bank. There's several other ones as well. So choose a bank and then schedule a transfer of a certain amount from each paycheck to that account. So you don't even have to think about it. It's just an automatic payment to yourself. Okay, so that's how we want to think about savings. You are actually paying yourself. So the next thing is Acorns. Now, Acorns is kind of different because it is not putting money into a savings account, but it's actually putting money into an investment account. And the investment account is really making money out of the money that you've placed in there. So what Acorns does is rounds up your purchases and puts it into the investment account. Now, the investment account is set up in Acorns, so you have to download the app or go on the website. You have to decide your investments, so you can invest in a lot of different companies. And that's basically what investing is. It's investing in stocks in a certain company, so you actually own a part of that company. And when they make money, you make money. Simple. Of course, it feels complicated, especially if you listen to all the other financial gurus on MSNBC or CNBC or whatever, but it is a simple idea. And I would like for you to start investing even now. It's even if it's just a dollar a month, $5 a month, that investment will grow. You want your money to grow, and that contributes to savings for you. So in Acorn, again, when you go to the store and let's say your amount is $25.67, well, Acorn will round it up that change that was not spent to $27 to make $27. It'll round that up and put that change into the investment account for you. Oh, that makes sense for you, but that's what happens. So that's a pretty good way to actually start investing from on a small scale. And it makes a big difference in the long run because that money can be used later on for your child's college. If they decide to go to college, it could be used for a down payment on a car. It could be used for several different things. All right, and the final thing I want to share with you is self-lender. Now, this is a different one as well. It is not like Acorns. It is a type of savings account that withdraws $25 or more into a separate CD. And a CD is a certificate of deposit for a bank. And that money is saved into that account for you. The great thing about it is you get that money back in 24 to 48 months, depending on the amount that you've allotted to be withdrawn from your account each month. So you're actually saving for a year or 2 years. So if you're putting in $25 a month, you'll get that money back in 2 years. But just think about the amount of money that has accumulated for you, and you're going to get a lump sum check, which can then go into your own savings within your bank because you've gotten to the habit of saving money. It's come out. You don't even, they'll let you know, of course, it's coming out. But when you do that, you get the money back. So let's say if you have a goal to, again, put a down payment on a car, you want to move into a better home, you have that money ready for you. Even if you want to do a Christmas savings account, this would be great because let's say if you put $48 or $50 a month into the self-lender account, at the end of the 1 year period, because it's a higher amount, you can have enough money for an amazing Christmas savings account or holiday savings account, whichever name you just decide to choose. So the perk of this is each payment is reported to the credit bureaus, which raises your credit score. So you have a twofold purpose. First of all, you're saving money. Second of all, it's being reported to the credit bureau, so your credit score goes up. So you're in a win-win situation. So I don't want to hear the excuse, well, I don't have enough money to save. Actually, you do, because I've just given you four tools that you can use to save money for the things that you need in your life. It's possible to save with some discipline, consistency, and really out of sight, out of mind. And that, I think, is one of the best ways. It's an automatic savings program. If you ever have heard of David Bach, he has this book called The Automatic Millionaire. And he pretty much goes through some similar ideas about how to save automatically so that you can begin to fund your retirement. You can fund anything in your life if you just set it and forget it. I hope these ways to save have helped you. There are no-brainer ways to save money, even if you have a low income. And for those of you who have a moderate to high income, it's even better. You can save even more. So I hope that helps you. And I hope that you will send in your questions for the Single Mom Answers program. I love answering questions. It's like one of my favorite things to do. And I will answer your questions as I see fit. And I hope that you will continue to listen, that you'll subscribe, and that you will keep those questions coming. This is Samantha Gregory with RichSingleMama.com and our Single Mom Answers segment. I hope that you have a wonderful day. And remember to head over to BlissBody.com if you are dealing with anxiety, stress, or insomnia, and pick up a bottle or jar of Bliss Calming Cream. It will change your life. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you again next time.